35 years ago, on Wednesday, the Prague department store Kotva opened its doors for the first time. Back in the day, a trip to Kotva was as close as most Czechs could get to real luxury. Now, even after the arrival of modern-day shopping malls, such as Palladium, which is located directly across the street from the old-fashioned department store, Kotva is still in business. Sara Barufka talked to former Elle editor Jana Ciglarova about what Kotva symbolized for those who lived under communism and how that has changed.
Kotva was one of the only three department stores we had back then. It was considered the most prestigious to shop at Kotva. When you said you shopped at Kotva or you got something in Kotva, you were considered cool. It had that flair of, you know, something more. It was just bizarre when you compare it to the present experience we had with shopping. The style of shopping was totally different and just really communist.
How has Kotva changed since then? What was it like after the revolution?
Well, for a few years after the revolution, it still kept the good sound, the name, but only for a few years before the shopping malls came. When the shopping malls came, people kind of lost their appetite or their interest in shopping in Kotva because Kotva did not change that style. So there were still the counters, there were still the, you know, angry and rude shop assistants and not really big choice. And you wouldn't go to Kotva anymore. But the worst moment for Kotva came when the Palladium arrived, which is, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, something like that. And Kotva was already struggling back then, but this we all thought was going to be the killer of Kotva. And apparently it's still 35 years on. People still find their ways there, you know, I don't understand.
Do you think in the long run, can Kotva, you mentioned Palladium and other modern shopping malls in the Czech Republic, do you think old-fashioned department stores such as Kotva can keep up with the market, with the fashion market and with the shopping market?
I've noticed recently that they were trying to renovate their floors. They're trying to modernize it, to have more open space, shopping style, maybe not to have the angry shop assistants watching over you picking some clothes. So I would say Kotva is trying to keep up. And if the Palladium did not kill Kotva, nothing would. Because, you know, with the variety you can get there, comparing to what you can get in Kotva, for me, it symbolizes the communism, the old style, even the name. The design's horrible. I hate it. You know, everything, what was wrong with communism, shopping is, for me, symbolizes Kotva.
That was the former editor of Elle magazine, Jana Ciglarova.